about 2.5 years ago, my partner and I decided that we wanted to start an organic cider company. That was really the goal, because we saw a niche that hadn't been filled, and we've been working on the idea of doing that for a couple of years on another farm. So we set out trying to create what we thought was going to be the first organic cider. It's not as easy as it sounds. So that was how this all started, which then meant we had to find enough organic apples. Somebody wanted to do it with us, so we found that. We found those people locally, formed a partnership with them, and started making cider. that kind of grew out of my taking a course with, I guess he's a legendary cider maker, but mostly in his own mind, Peter Mitchell, who's a UK cider maker. He taught me a little bit of what I wanted to learn, and then my wife and I decided we would go around Ontario and taste all the other ciders and see what we liked best, and then take it from there. That's where the idea came from. That was 2.5 years ago.
Been a bit of a journey, right? So what are you sampling today here?
It's a nice and dry and not too sweet, and we also have an apple cranberry, which we don't have any name yet. It's the first keg we've ever made.
And how's the reception been so far?
Well, the reception's been really good. We've had a few people say it's, you know, best cider they've ever tasted. It's a different cider, there's no question about it. The cranberry we tried to make specifically for summer, but the nice and dry and the not too sweet were our two core products. We originally set out with the idea of having three core products. The other one, it is intelligently good and hard, it's going to be called. It's actually 9% alcohol, but it wasn't ready today. So we set out trying to do something that was three core ciders that touched all the bases, a dry cider, a not too sweet cider, and something that was kind of hard, like a guy's cider. Yeah.
And where is things available at this point?
Right now, they're available in my garage and at Northwinds in Collingwood and at Iggy's Pub in Welland. But we wanted to come to the show to introduce our products, and since we booked for the show and built the booth, we've been accepted at the LCBO. So we expect by the end of October we'll be in the LCBO, and we want to launch at the Collingwood LCBO because that's where we live. Yeah, it's home. And, you know, that we want to have a nice little show for them out in the parking lot.
What's been the biggest challenge since you got going?
Well, I think the biggest challenge was finding and securing the apples for us, because organic apples are really hard to find. So we found some farmers that were really open to partnering with us and being part of the journey, because we had told them, you know, we can't do any projections for next year. We can't give you any guarantees. We're trying to make an organic cider. You guys are the organic cider apple growers. If you're prepared to go on this journey with us, then, you know, you can come along once we're successful, and that's worked out really well for us. They wanted to do this but didn't have the marketing expertise, and I guess from my perspective, I've been doing marketing for 40 years, so this was a good product for the two of us, a good partnership for the two of us.
Can you tell me something about your product or that you've been involved with insider that would make me smile? I already actually have an idea of what it might be, but let's see if you come up with something else.
Well, okay.
I love the naming of the products.
Oh, do you?
Like, I think that's brilliant. Like, clear, precise. You know what you're getting when you grab it. I think that's a really smart way to go about it, and that makes me smile.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. You know, I guess what made me smile the most was, you know, we tinkered with the product's name, and yeah, I'm glad you liked them. My biggest smiling moment was we entered our two ciders into Glint Cap this year, and we won a bronze medal for the not too sweet, and I gotta say that really made me smile when I got home, because, you know, it was very rewarding that we had worked that hard, and people that, you know, pretty distinguished people thought that the cider was really good. That gave us a lot of confidence to move forward.
And you mentioned that LCBO is hopefully the big thing that's coming towards the end of the year. Is there anything else you're looking forward to releasing?
Yeah, we've got an apple cranberry that's here today. We've got a hopped cider that is just aging right now. And we have an ice cider that we hope to have out for Christmas.
Wow. Not too many ice ciders you find in Ontario. That's very nice.
Very hard to make. You know, you have to wait until the apples freeze, so you get a lot of the pure sugars. So that we've got pretty good. We've got 10,000 liters sitting in tanks, and it should be ready for Christmas this year.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best for the rest of the day, and the evening session is coming up, and I hope everybody gets through it.
Thank you very much.